Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. According to a report from the Montana Department of Labor and Industry, last year, at least 21,270 Montana parents reported being unable to participate in the labor force due to family responsibilities and a lack of child care. That lack of available high-quality child care has prevented many parents from fully participating in the labor force, making the workforce shortage worse. You can't do that, contributor Dave Anderson explains.
The Department of the Interior filed a complaint in March of 2023 against the logo currently being used by the Glacier Range Riders Pioneer League baseball team of the Flathead Valley. The complaint states the Arrowhead logo violates trademark rights held by the National Park Service, and the federal agency wants the team to drop the emblem's use. It could cost the team $500,000 in legal fees defending the use of the logo.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Studies show medical internists spend as little as 13 minutes with patients, including with those over 65. It's time for a healthcare measured in thoroughness rather than speed. And Greater Good Health is here with a new model of senior healthcare. From comprehensive primary and preventative care to understanding chronic illnesses, Greater Good Health connects to your needs at your pace. Serving seniors in Billings, Great Falls, Missoula, and greatergoodhealth.com. Senior Health. For the greater good.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
The Gallatin County Commission granted $645,158 in open space grants Tuesday. Each year, up to $100,000 will be directed toward public access, benefiting public use areas such as waterways, parks, and trail systems. In Helena Tuesday, C.R. Anderson Middle School officials found a gun in a student's possession. And administration staff, along with the school resource officer, secured the weapon from the apparently intoxicated individual. Today, there'll be an additional school safety resource officer on duty. Karen Brossard purchased Gunslinger Gulch just outside of Anaconda in 2019 with a 5-year contract for deed to make the piece together 1880s-era ghost town a popular destination for travelers looking to spend the night in the Old West. Now the time is up in the contract, and a GoFundMe account has been created for anyone looking to keep the dream of Gunslinger Gulch alive. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.